Conflict is before us, but help is come to all who love God and obey His law, and the earth, the whole earth, is to be lightened with the glory of God. Another angel is to come down from heaven. This angel represents the giving of the loud cry, which is to come from those who are preparing to cry mightily with a strong voice. Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. When the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth, we know that it's just about time for the final warning message of the third angel, which swells to a loud cry, to go forth. And those people that are going to give this loud cry are going to be those that are sealed. Now, further on in our study, we're going to look at some information from a brother in Adventism. He has a book, probably familiar to many, where he teaches that the sealing takes place just before Christ stands up and takes off his priestly garments. These issues connected with this time period are connected with the judgment of the living, the sealing, the latter rain, the loud cry. These are prophetic waymarks, and it's our responsibility as students of prophecy that if we have information identifying where in the sequence of events these prophetic waymarks are to belong, then it's our responsibility to put them in the correct place. And those that are going to give this final warning message are those that are sealed, that receive the latter rain, which empowers them to not only stand through the time of trouble, but it empowers them to give this final warning message that we know is about to come when we see the Spirit of God being withdrawn from the earth. Signs of the Times, November 1st, 1899. The message containing this warning is the last to be proclaimed before the revelation of the Son of Man. The signs which He Himself has given declare His coming to be near at hand. For well nigh 40 years has the message of the third angel been sounding. In the issue of the great contest, two parties are developed: those who worship the beast in his image and receive his mark, and those who receive the seal of the living God, who have their Father's name written in their foreheads. This is not a visible mark. The time has come when all who have an interest in their soul's salvation should earnestly and solemnly inquire, what is the seal of God, and what is the mark of the beast? How can we avoid receiving it? The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 4, 1161. Just as soon as God's people are